Well, certainly voter registration has been controversial in this country over the last few years. In the 2012 election, voting rights groups filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Florida, Georgia and Massachusetts, and a whole bunch of other states. But one Arizona law has been tied up in the courts for years, since 2006, in fact. Back then, a voter-approved proposition went into effect. It required would-be voters in Arizona to show documented proof of citizenship, like a passport or a birth certificate or a driver's license. Now, this was all supposed to combat voter fraud. Listen.
The Obama administration argued against us in the Ninth Circuit. They're not only unwilling to protect our border, but they want illegals to vote. And hopefully, I will win this case in the U.S. Supreme Court to establish the principle that we're allowed to ask for evidence of citizenship when people register, so only citizens will vote in our state.
That's Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn there speaking in 2013. Now, this proposition, though, also, in addition to trying to crack down on voter fraud, also curbed civic participation altogether. In Maricopa County alone in Arizona, voter registration dropped by 44%. After that proposition took effect. Well, this week, in a 7-2 decision, the Supreme Court ruled against that Arizona law. And in an opinion by Justice Antonin Scalia, the court said Arizona has to use a federal voter form, which does not require prospective voters to show proof of citizenship. Federal law takes precedence over state propositions. Kareem Creighton is professor at the University of North Carolina School of Law and joins me in studio now for more on the decision. Hi, Professor.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Well, thanks for being here. First, tell us about the law Proposition 200 and the original challenge. There certainly, as I said, voter registration has been controversial. On its face, showing proof of citizenship, you have to be a citizen to vote. So what was the problem?
Well, as far as the Arizona law is concerned, there was a number of propositions and initiatives on the part of Arizonans to try to curb the influx of non-citizens into the population. This was one of the ways in which they tried to do it, partly, I think, reacting to some of the corruption claims that were made about people who weren't being necessarily going through the typical citizenship process, going into the voting polls and voting. They thought that this would be an extra way, in addition to using the criminal law, to prevent non-citizens from voting. So it was very popular. It passed overwhelmingly despite strong opposition from the Latino community in particular in Arizona. But it was on the books and Arizona attempted to enforce it. Unfortunately for them, the federal government had a different viewpoint.
Now, did the Supreme Court in this case, when they struck this law down that you just described, did they really say that asking for a driver's license or a birth certificate is a bad thing? Or did they simply say, there's already a law higher up in Washington, and that's the point?
And this is important. I'm glad you pointed it out. The Supreme Court actually in other cases has actually upheld the view that actually a state can in its own right ask for voter ID for the purpose of verifying that you are who you say you are. That's in another case out of Indiana. In this case, what they're saying is there is a federal provision that establishes basically at a time where you're eligible for other social services, the motor voter law allows you to get into the registration system just by filling out a form. In this case, Arizona says, well, we don't think that form is sufficient because our law says, in addition to the things that you ask for, we want proof of citizenship. The Supreme Court says in this case, essentially, well, you can't force the federal government, at least as a facial matter, to put your information on the form that's required under the federal statute. But, and this is the big thing that you should be looking out for next, what Justice Scalia said was, well, this might not be the only way in which you can get this as part of the system. You can ask the federal government through an administrative process to include it if you show that it's really important to some state concern. And so Scalia is saying,
send them back to the drawing board.
You sent them back to the drawing board, but actually give them a roadmap, Justice Scalia did, about how to make the argument that it's important, it's necessary to have this information included on the federal form. And if it's not, then you can come back to court and challenge it pursuant to administrative rules.
Meanwhile, this case is certainly a voter ID case, a voter fraud case. It's also sort of part immigration case because we heard the state attorney general there basically saying, look, the opponents of this proposition want illegals to be able to vote. Yes, it's about voting, but it's also about Arizona's controversial stance on immigration. Now, this is the second time, right, that the Supreme Court has taken a swing at Arizona. Parts of the famous SB 1070 last year were struck down. So this is one is immigration, one's voter fraud. I get that. But this is an ongoing sort of roster of cases here.
Precisely. And that was the point I was attempting to make earlier, that, you know, Arizona, at least right now, is in a political position of challenging in all forms ways of encouraging, in their view, non-citizens from coming into their population and enjoying benefits. And one of those benefits, as you point out in this case, is the right to vote. And you see the confluence in some ways of the way in which the court has looked at immigration and what states can and can't do to enforce mandates, because that's another area where the federal government actually has priority in establishing rules, and in voting, another place where the federal government has priority in establishing rules.
And is it before we let you go, is it as simple now then as federal government to Jan Brewer and Arizona, nothing? I mean, is it that simple, or is it?
For now, but we're in the second inning, if we're going to use the baseball analogy.
And more cases to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So federal government versus Jan Brewer, if you want to take the 30,000-foot view, with Kareem Creighton, professor at the University of North Carolina School of Law, looking at a voter rights decision in the Supreme Court, 7-2, striking down a decision, striking down a law in Arizona requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.